This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 10 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll outside. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze from the Mediterranean. Here's hoping the pleasant weather continues for everyone. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran attacks Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan in retaliation for U.S. strikes. That's according to the Jerusalem Post reporting just in. Also, Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo stall over Hamas disarmament. This comes from I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, the largest ever Israeli interfaith delegation visits the UAE. JNS reports this took place earlier today. Separately, France bans Smotrich as six countries impose new sanctions over Israeli settler violence. Forward provided this update from earlier today. And finally, Israel strikes Iranian military targets after an Iranian missile attack. Axios reported this happened more than 2 days ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, an observer of Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago that the Islamic Republic launched 5 ballistic missiles at Jordan. He highlights recent attacks on several countries and questions the lack of global outrage. I24N, EWS English, noted earlier today that Egyptian-mediated Gaza ceasefire talks have hit a roadblock. They report Palestinian factions want any disarmament linked to a full Israeli withdrawal. Alex Plitzes, an analyst, discussed on CNN the rescue of 2 American aviators. He mentioned ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations aiming to end hostilities. This was posted half an hour ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's attacks on Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan. The Jerusalem Post says these were in response to U.S. strikes that targeted Iranian military infrastructure. This escalation raises tensions across the region, affecting diplomatic ties and security. Turning to the Gaza ceasefire talks, I-24 News reports that the negotiations have stalled due to disagreements over Hamas disarmament. Palestinian factions demand a full Israeli withdrawal as part of any deal. This impasse prolongs uncertainty for civilians in the region. Meanwhile, an Israeli interfaith delegation visited the UAE. According to JNS, more than 30 religious leaders aim to strengthen Jewish-Muslim cooperation. This visit highlights the ongoing impact of the Abraham Accords on regional relations. In related news, France has banned Bezalel Smotrich amid new sanctions on Israeli groups over West Bank settler violence. The Forward reports that 6 countries coordinated these measures. This move could strain Israel's diplomatic relationships further. Israel's recent strikes on Iranian military targets followed Iran's missile attacks. Axios notes this marks a new phase in the conflict. The escalation could alter the balance of power and lead to further confrontations. Turning to business and markets. First, from arrow interceptors to artillery shells, the IDF seeks additional funding. CTEC explains that the military wants to overhaul its force-building strategies based on lessons from recent conflicts. Separately, SpaceX plans a record $75 billion IPO at $135 per share. Ynet Business reports this would value the company at $1.75 trillion, with a significant portion for retail investors. The funding aims to support AI initiatives. And finally, Governor of the Bank of Israel, Amir Yaron, hints at faster rate cuts if the shekel strengthens. Globes reports this could help manage inflation, impacting economic growth. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Wednesday, our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.